Cushla Tongair-Emmanuel joins us, the MP for Ikiroa-Rafati and solid as rugby supporter, although I do get the sense she's starting to favour rugby league more than rugby nowadays. Thanks very much for joining us, Cushla. Tēnā koe.
Morena Dale, I hope you can. This is the quietest spot I could find outside Parliament at the moment.
Why? Is it? Are they arcing up in there?
No, just construction going on next door.
Kapai. What stood out about the last couple of days with you? There have been some concerning moves. Scrapping of first home grants is hitting people unexpectedly, 7AA, etc. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk with you today too, because we had a couple of bashing weather days just recently, and I wondered what the state of play is up in your electorate, particularly up and around Ruatoria and the like. How's State Highway 35 holding up today?
Yeah, it's funny. I still sit on the Radio Ngāti Pau board, and I caught up with some of them yesterday, and the plan was that the hui would be in Gisborne, but our board member who resides in Rangitukia elected to stay home because, that's the reality now. We're never sure if we're going to get back, even if we do get through to town. But other members did make it through, but the fact is, even though the State Highway 35 is looking pretty good at the moment, even the people, some of our contractors who maintain it constantly tell me it's still fragile. No matter how good we get it, until some really, really deep investment is made in the infrastructure, that road will always be fragile.
We get the feeling that there's not going to be much Pūtea afforded State Highway 35 upgrades, upkeep in the forthcoming budget. That would disappoint you, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And, because I keep harping on about it. It's fragile. It was before. But to only invest in roads, what about the rest of the infrastructure to support the community? The whole Tairawhiti, including Hawke's Bay. And so, yes, while, of course, the investment in the road is going to be welcome, what about the investment in the infrastructure we need to support that road? And who's going to fix it? Like, is the money going to stay in our community, or are we just going to fix nice roads for tourists to drive comfortably through with their money?
If State Highway 35 is in better nick, you'd have more visitors. That's the downshot.
Yeah, but will they stop?
That's the downshot. That's the downshot of it all. Do you really want more visitors?
Well, not if they're not going to spend money in the community, to be frank. And then, there's the accommodation issues. To support people that do come, and like I said, is the money going to stay in the, the mahi will stay, but is the big money going to stay there? Are our local contractors, what's the procurement process? Those are the questions that are not being answered.
Tēnā koe. Have you some hope for resourcing into your electorate through this year's budget? Any bright sparks or hints that Ikiroa-Rafati might get prioritised in any way?
No. And it's really, the mayors of the region are being really positive and hopeful, but what I'm seeing in the House, not at all. We're just seeing cuts. Yes, it's been a very interesting week in the House. Today, we're talking Māori wards. Yesterday, a big feature obviously was housing. So it's just becoming harder and harder for people to get into a house, let alone own one, becoming easier to be evicted from a house if you're lucky enough to be in one. And then also 7AA. It's not okay to encourage people to make sure they prioritise whakaaro Māori and kaupapa Māori and whakapapa Māori. Why not leave in the clause that requires it? So not very optimistic as we head into the budget next week.
Yeah.
But really, really pleased with the work that Barb Edmonds has been doing. She's been holding workshops and just educating people around the budget, how to understand the budget, and really giving her word that she'll hold it to account.
Yeah, she's an impressive wahine, Barbara, but most of us, including myself, it's not like I've done courses on how to read the budget. It just seems like a barrage of numbers for most of us out here on Civvy Street. We need people to break it down. Let's talk just briefly, too, about, well, the first home grant, for instance. Scrapping that, it was 10 grand to help people who want to start with their very first home. I mean, surely the benefits of home ownership are well documented, and to clip them 10 grand each when it's so important as they try and formulate a way to put their deposits together, a really kick in the guts for a potential first-time buyer, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, even with that 10 grand, you know, it's still a lofty goal for a lot of people, hence, you know, the initiative to buy together and all that sort of carry on. And, I mean, particularly that, and, you know, my mum used to work in housing, my sister used to work in housing, so I know how hard it is for people to get into a house. And, you know, this is about, these are the choices this government is making. They're choosing to make it harder for the everyday, the squeeze middle they campaign for, but they are not compromising on the $2.4 billion tax cuts for landlords. So you can see where the benefit's going there. Oh, well, you know, we're going to give them a tax cut. You can rent their house, but it is quite easy for them to kick you out.
Yeah. Māori wards, I mean, then I came in and drafted and got through some legislation that stopped this rear guard referendum attitude. We know that Hobson's pledge is effective in its communities in pulling together people to be involved in referenda and getting the 75% and then using that legislation to deny the establishment of Māori wards. This is tremendously concerning because having that sort of representative opportunity around local body decision-making tables has been very and will be very important for our people. What are you making of this discussion?
I mean, why? You know, it's another thing that isn't broken. And you can't help. You know, I try not to be like this, but it's clearly anti-Māori move. And it's not something that the councils I've spoken to have an appetite for. In fact, it's going to be a costly exercise for those who did it of their own initiative because they knew it was right to reflect their communities. So if this costs councils money, you can guess who's going to pay for it in the end, the taxpayer, you and I, Dale.
Thank you. You've just got back from Australia. What did you take from that experience?
So it was really good being in, so we got to go to an electorate. Oh, when I spoke to you, I was headed to Dubbo. And that was really valuable. Looking in, for me personally, looking into how someone manages such a large electorate. I mean, that electorate is 395,000 square kilometres. So some ways of working with staff that I'm going to adopt in terms of our eco staff specialising and not just having to know everything about everything. It's quite a complex political structure.
Explain that again. Sorry.
So, for example, one of his staff handles all legal inquiries. One of his staff handles housing. So rather than, because, you know, we do put a lot of pressure on our electorate office staff to have to know or be connected in every area. So we're going to try specialising in Ikaroa Rāwhiti.
So what do you envisage?
For example, if someone needs assistance with housing, we'll have a specialist in housing. So, okay, I know the person in your area you can go to or whatever. This is the advice you need. Portfolios, basically. They'll have portfolios as well.
Interesting. And good on him. And innovative. And we've lost Sid Going.
Sorry?
We've lost Sid Going.
Yes, yes. I didn't have as close an affinity with Sid as obviously Willie and Penny. However, legends. And you know, and we have maintained a really good relationship with Northland Rugby as well over the time. And for those Ngāti Kau East Coast fans listening, they are having a fundraising event in Gisborne on next Saturday. If you're in Tūranga Nui Aukua, have a look on their Facebook page.
Always the advocate for East Coast Rugby, as you should be for life, Kushla. Thanks very much, Kushla.
Awesome, Dan.
Tēnā koe. Kushla Tikaita Manuel.